Our trade trips continue to be productive. I'm Keith Lundberg with your WNAX Farm News Update. This Farm News Update is being brought to you by Farmers Union Insurance. For a no-obligation quote, contact a local agent today. That's exactly what's going on. USDA Secretary Brooke Rollins said the farm sector is expected to benefit from trade deals made by our country over the past few months.
The U.S. has inked 7 new trade deals. The Philippines and South Korea for the first time opening their markets to our ag products. The EU finally, amongst other things, agreeing to address restrictive non-tariff barriers on American pork and dairy. Indonesia removing 99% of tariffs on American exports, including for all agricultural products, and reaching the deal with the UK where we were last week, committing some ethanol, some great ethanol business that will move into effect very quickly, better access for our American beef, and a new $700 million commitment for ethanol.
And of course, a lot of eyes and ears watching what's going on in Washington, especially when it comes to that government shutdown. Colin Woodall is the CEO of the National Cattlemen's Beef Association.
And as you think about it, the shutdown, while it does throw a lot of agriculture programs in particular kind of up in the air, we have to remember that this is a significant political move that both sides are looking at and could have an impact on what will be the midterm elections here in just a little over a year. So while there are real-world implications of not having access to some of our programs if the government shuts down, there's also the political implications. And so it's always a discussion here in September of what may or may not happen. What we're trying to do is remind these members of Congress that programs at USDA need to stay whole. We need to make sure that we keep things up and running, like meat inspection, for example.
With your WNAX Farm News Update brought to us by Farmers Union Insurance, I'm Keith Lundberg.